The view's here, but I'm like right here. So it's just like a, yeah, it's a dingy room otherwise.
Where are you?
You're amazing as usual, Katie.
Thank you.
That intro.
Welcome to Hospitality 360. It's a pleasure, obviously, to be here on March 3rd, 2022, episode number 36. God damn, I think we're getting to 52. This thing's getting old now. Oh, no, it's not getting old. It's definitely not getting old. But, you know, we have our special guest today, Christian Giordano. Welcome, Christian.
Thank you, Ken. Pleasure to be here.
Awesome. You want to tell our audience a little about yourself? I know you're not busy these days, so you might as well give us a speech.
You know, let's see. What about me? So I'm partner and partial owner of Mancini Duffy. We are a national architecture firm based out of New York City. We do work sort of all over the United States and some international as well, but mostly throughout the United States. We are a very tech-forward architecture firm, sort of leading and bleeding edge of technology, where we've married the design process into the virtual reality space, ultimately into the metaverse as well, with some of your help. And yeah, we do projects all over, from new hotels, such as partnering with you guys on the EV Hotel, to corporate interior shops, headquarters like Peloton, NBC. We get into manufacturing, we do airports, sports facilities, you name it. If it's big and cool and interesting, it's the kind of project that we definitely like doing for sure.
Thank you, Christian. I know you guys do an amazing job, and obviously we're honored and excited to have you part of EV Hotel as well. Brian Esposito for that. So,
thank you for other things too. But.
Wow, here we go.
Katie Steinberg, the famous Steinberg, right? The only Steinberg that's famous too. So welcome, Katie.
There's five of us, but yeah, no, just kidding. Thank you so much. So happy to be here as always. I run the hospitality vertical here at Market Scale, and I'm just thrilled to be on the show every week. It's the most fun part of my week. It really is.
Oh, look at that. I love it. I love it. And then we got Mr. Traveler, Mr. Do It All, and Mr. Everything, I guess, Brian J. Esposito.
Most interesting guy in the world.
Oh, yes.
I love when Christian says that. Thank you. Trace Eckes. I always have to follow that up with Trace Eckes. What do you want me to do?
Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Brian. Stephanie Malik of Malik Enterprises. I mean, beautiful decor you have behind you, it seems like. So welcome, Stephanie. I know you're having an amazing Thursday. It just seems like it from the facial expression that you're showing and the beautiful smile.
Thank you. I was just admiring that Brian and I got dressed in the same place again. We're opposite.
Yeah, look at that tee.
Oh, wait, that's mine. This is yours.
We always do that.
Always do that.
Well, you guys are the unknown twins. That's what it is.
You're like Phil and Bill from Rugrats.
So Ken, where do you get those sport coats in those colors? I've been meaning to ask.
I actually have a friend in Italy, and she actually sends me the clothing material from Italy, and then I have a make here that I will tell you off the air.
All right, nice.
Can you flip it over? What we got on the inside? No, I mean, is there a tag?
Oh, tag? No tag.
By the other side, yeah. All right. Nice.
One of a kind.
One of a kind.
Yeah, one of a kind.
Yeah. Well, Well, I don't dress like you, Brian. Brian, when you dress up, man, I feel very ugly. I feel very ugly. It hurts me in here. It hurts me.
Okay. I don't know what to tell you.
Said flex.
Brian's like, I'm so tired. Okay.
I'm so tired. Well,
let me get into it. Obviously, it's a pleasure to have everybody here. And, you know, we've got our new audience members as well. Natalia, thank you for tuning in. And usually he tunes in every week. And it's just amazing to be here. Obviously, start of March. It's already, I guess, almost the end of the first quarter. Just kind of crazy to know that. And, you know, I know everybody's been busy. Everybody's been doing so much. 2022 is the year of everything. And what I say, EV everything. So, you know, it kind of takes me to the question that we always present on every show. And I'll start with Christian first is, do you have a crypto wallet?
Well, as a matter of fact, I have three of them. But that's only because the first two were very confusing to me and I didn't figure out until the third with Brian's help on the phone. So, but yes, I have a crypto wallet and there actually is crypto money in there. Now, I'm assuming crypto wallet meaning the wallet as opposed to just owning some amorphous shares like on Coinbase or what is that, crypto.com. So, but yes, I have an actual wallet now. I've matured.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, I know you and I have spoken about that, Christian, plenty of times as well. And, you know, it's amazing to have somebody like you get into a space where now I think you're a genius at it.
Well, if you were to see the text between Brian and I, you probably would know I'm not a genius because I have to ask him every question along the way. But
I'm Googling your question, so no problem. I got you.
Yeah. But I think that's what I love to see. I mean, just to even let our audience know, I love to see people getting into this space. You know, I've spent a good amount of time to know that, you know, what it's going to be. I'm obviously not a fortune teller, but I just believe it very strongly. And I kind of tell a lot of people about it. So it's obviously an honor to even know that you're in this same space as, you know, Brian's in the metaverse. We're actually still on Earth. So, you know, we're both probably on Earth while Brian's in the metaverse right now. Katie Steinberg?
I mean, no, I don't have a crypto wallet. I know everyone's kind of shocked about that, but I actually did Google crypto wallets right before this just to even see what they looked like. But if Brian wants to give one as a gift along with, like, you know,
can't
a big set
it.
Of instructions on how to do everything, would love that one.
I'll walk you through it.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, I told Katie, I said, you know, we'll have a session, you know, when I get to Texas pretty soon here. So third, yeah, I'll be there pretty soon.
Oh, yay. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Off the air. Off
those
the
are,
air.
Are those your guns? Your Texas shooters you just pointed up? There you go.
Field goal.
Yosemite Sam Ken.
All right, Brian, what you got?
I don't have
Brian. How many?
I don't believe
in them. Running with?
I don't believe in crypto. I don't have one.
You don't have a crypto wallet? Yes.
No, I have MetaMask. That's my favorite. And then I don't know. Like Christian said, if you're considering Coinbase, I have the Coinbase wallet as well. eToro, big fan.
Oh yeah.
Gemini. I'm a supporter. Yeah, if you got something, else.
It's the only one. I feel like every time I'm talking to you, you want me to sign up for eToro or something. You're like the marketing advertising guy for eToro.
Me and Alec Baldwin. I think Alec Baldwin did an eToro.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
Yep. So you got fans, Brian.
Khalid.
Brian.
All right.
Brian has fans. We don't have Jeff today, so there's no Go Jeff, but you guys can say Go Brian. So. Stephanie, I know you have a wallet.
Well, I'd like to just address, Christian, how truly, truly incredibly blessed you are, because I text Brian 331 times to walk me through, and I got LOL, and I got, you'll be fine. Yeah. And I also got Google. So you, my friend, are an incredible, incredible man, because Brian's one of my best and closest, dearest friends, and he LOL'd me.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You said Google.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Amber. Steph, that's because we are such close friends. I can say that too.
I'd like to be less close.
say no more.
No. Kidding. So I actually want to answer this as transparently as I possibly can. I think I have about 30. Because all of them didn't work, and then I had to fund them, and then this one cleared, and then that one didn't clear. And my daughter's sitting here shaking her head like this. So I think I have a lot.
Hey, Devin.
Hey, guys. So I don't really know. How'd you know it was that daughter? I'm just saying.
Hey, Candy.
So I have several wallets, and I think, is Voyage a wallet?
Yeah, I love Voyager.
Okay, so I have Voyager, and I have eToro, and I have crypto.com, and I have Coinbase, and I have MetaMask. I have several of them.
Does anybody have a physical cold storage wallet?
I know someone that carries it around with them.
Interesting.
What does that mean?
So real security is offline. Like, you would move all of your crypto into a digital wallet like Ledger or Tangium, some really good ones.
Zappo.
Apparently I don't. Mm-hmm. I've been told I don't.
That seems too dangerous. You can lose that thing.
You can. Mm-hmm. You can, mm-hmm, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. All right. Shall we move on?
Sure.
Now that we're all warmed up with that firing question, can you?
We could have talked about your jacket longer than that.
Oh yeah. Well, maybe I'll wear the other color next time.
You should change it every question, every article. You should change to do a wardrobe change, like a concert.
Like, I'll be right back, guys. You know? So no, for me, I obviously have a crypto wallet. I love crypto, but I also love, and I have to give a big shout out, even though we're talking about crypto, to my friend Becky. She's watching. Yes, I will say IPOF and Starlink. So there you go. She wanted me to say that. So, but I do have a crypto wallet. I love, just like Brian says, I love MetaMask. I think it's phenomenal. I will get eToro just so I can have Brian be a fan of my crypto wallet.
It means a lot to me.
You know, but I'm not going to tell you which cryptos I have. That's for another show, another time. And hopefully you guys get your crypto wallet, because you're going to need it when you stay at the EB Hotel. You're going to need a crypto wallet. If you don't have one, we'll get you a crypto wallet. So if you don't have a crypto wallet, when the EB Hotel opens, we will get you that crypto wallet. And if you do want to know what a crypto wallet is, we will post Katie Steinberg's email and personal phone number that you can reach out to.
And then I'll reach out to Brian.
So we'll take it. I'm going to take you right in, guys, and take it to this piece. Hotel crypto investment. The St. Regis in Aspen, the ownership there released 20% of their ownership to the public via cryptocurrency. Now you can own a piece of the St. Regis for a little less $500. The purchased coins get 20 to 50% cash back on hotel rooms plus gift bags with luxury items. Right now in the market, there's 17,000 different tradable digital assets. I mean, I think we've talked about this before, and this has happened. I'm going to go to you, Brian, first, as you're in the space, and we've spoken about this. I think there's something with EV Hotel in the mix with this as well. But what is your feeling of them want to raise some capital with this 20%?
Yeah, I'll split it up into two different channels here. So the first channel is just traditional capitalization and financing of the property. So if in this market, if there's a mechanism where you can raise money that doesn't give up equity into the property, Well, that's a home run. And then you start to create utilities, like you mentioned, Ken, the perks that you get from owning that ownership of that specific property in Aspen. So, you know, traditional banking terms, lenders, they also coincidentally want 20% down in most cases. So
right.
It's in EB's case, which we talked about since day one, we're creating something brand new for the entire market that also caters heavily to the NFT and crypto space. St. Regis or other legacy brands coming in and throwing a crypto component, you know, doesn't really do much for me. I think they're just trying to see if they can capitalize on this market, get some of those big whales that are crypto owners to say, oh, now I have ownership in a St. Regis property. There's some bragging rights there. And if they can bring in the money and ring the register on it, good for them. I think it's more of a smart move to have this in parallel with their traditional lending, banking, construction loan, all the mechanisms to build a property. If you have another line item like an NFT or a crypto aspect to bring in capital for that property, I think it's great. Oh, we lost Ken.
Maybe he didn't like that answer, Brian.
I think he's changing his jacket. I think he really took that.
That's a good point.
He took that to heart. Yeah.
We never lose Ken. Jeez.
He got the hook. He's like, got the Apollo. But that's what I feel like is you know, Steph, I saw you shaking your head. So I don't maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I think the same thing. And Brian, to your point, like I didn't have the first play of this, what you were talking about, but the second play, I think it's just for people to say that they have a piece of this. I have three kind of, I guess, I gotchas or wonder why. And Brian, you know, Katie, I don't know, or Christian, I don't know about you guys, but St. Regis throws some incredible, incredible events. So like maybe two, actually before COVID happened, the St. Regis in Park City had this Chopard sponsored ice vodka. And it was incredible. It was absolutely amazing. And it was this room and it was all these different kinds of vodkas from all over the world. And it was these beautiful sculptures and nobody could get in. And it was $5,000 a ticket and nobody could get in. It was supposed to be a one night event and they ended up turning it into a 3-night event. So I'm more thinking about long-term like access opposed to just that one 20% play. What's the 20%? And I think they're doing it just because everybody else is doing it. What is it really? And how many St. Regis's at this point need to be kind of updated and upgraded from where they were before? And then what's the crypto play whenever you, once you get into the hotel? So that's my thought.
Yeah. It sounds like a frequent flyer program to me on their end. You know, I'm not sure it really is truly in the spirit of like an EV hotel or real value in the crypto side. It's a bit of marketing and I agree with Brian. It's a bit of, you know, raising of capital and why not if it's there to do. Everyone owns a piece, everybody's value theoretically can continue to go up, assuming that market goes up. So it's kind of a win-win on the finance side. But again, it's a little bit kind of dipping my toe in the water just to see what happens. And I will throw some perks like, you know, free breakfast kind of thing at you the next day. So.
Yeah, I just want to apologize to our audience and everybody. I just had a internet connection. I'm just in a place right now. It's not good internet connection. So, but I'm back. I think somebody said, where did the host go? I'm here.
So can we, we did Stephanie and Christian on this question. So all eyes are on Katie right now.
Katie, there you go.
Katie loves that so much.
Thank
too.
You. Yeah, no, you're good. Yeah, I'm so excited. So I guess it's like, I exactly like Christian said, definitely a win-win. It's kind of like, I feel like it's like the Packer. Like, I mean, I don't know how much everyone is, it depends like how many, I guess, like shares there even are, how much is 20%, but it's reminding me of like the Packers where it's like, everyone's like a shareholder, but then it's like, you really don't have very much. But I think it's great and cool and exciting. That's my answer.
You know, what's going to probably stink about this is that you're not going to get any follow-up. I don't think they're going to get that.
No support.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to hear about if it was successful or not. I think that was just going to be the one piece of news. Every other property I ever saw that had a crypto component, I've never seen any follow-up at all. It's like, who wins Shark Tank? I never know what the hell happens to these people after they leave.
Oh, and you see it 5 years later, like saying 5 years, 5 years ago, this is they were on Shark Tank, and now this is what they're doing.
The Ring doorbell guy.
Yeah.
Well, he did good.
But you know what I will tell you about this, and knowing just the hospitality industry and the markets alone, Aspen's a phenomenal market, right?
For sure.
What this is going to do is I don't think they're looking for the outsiders. They're looking for the Aspen community to come in, invest into a property that they already know exists. With the millions and millions. I have a friend of mine. She's a real estate agent over there. She's saying she just put a listing of a 20-something million dollar home and it went like this. You know what I mean? And I think that's what they're triggering here is to have those people buy a little piece here.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. But yeah, I would love the follow up. We know that's not happening. Just as Brian would say. So, let's go from Aspen to the EV Hotel.
Yeah.
Better than Aspen. So I don't know if everyone's even heard about this, but our audience, if you haven't heard, EV Hotel now is the world's first hotel brand to create an NFT membership rewards program. We were just speaking about that earlier. And what is it? It's basically the perks that you've never got because of a point-based system in the hospitality industry. A point-based system that did not really give you any benefits or anything. There was no utility. There was nothing behind it. So here, it's very different. You're going to get rooms. You're going to get access. You're going to get entertainment. You're going to travel. It's an all-in-one package. And more news are obviously going to come out. There's different tiers of this. So much utility behind it. I can't discuss all of it, but it's very revolutionary. And once again, I'm going to go to Brian first because he's aware a little bit, maybe more than a little bit about it. And what his thoughts may be comparable to what you think of this sort of NFT that is almost very unique. Right, Brian?
Yes. Are we good? Very unique across the board. And you know, what's a shame about a news announcement is you don't know the almost a year, right, Ken, worth of work that went behind doing this, all the proper banking and counting, the right teams. CDX is a huge component and partner to that. They were the Fred Greed, Kevin Dillon. Saying that correctly?
Yeah.
Patrick Childress. So that core team at CDX, which was they used to run the Chicago Mercantile Exchange for 30 years. So they know how to move commodities. They've moved trillions of dollars in commodities properly and in a regulated environment. One of the key things I've always talked about in this crypto NFT, even blockchain space, is you don't go into it saying we're going to fight the man or fight the bank or fight the government. That's not how it works. You know, if that happens down the road and you can maneuver that, God bless you. But how do you work with all of these different components? How do you be able to create value and opportunity in our case to the end consumer as well as the staff? Like everything that's happening at EV Hotel is so different and unique, and the opportunities to be able to really monetize that property as a business component. That building is going to be, as we all hope and plan, one of the most profitable hotel buildings ever created. And that's not to be said out of greed. That's to be said out of, okay, now how do you properly take care of everybody in that environment? And how do you replicate that? So that means job creation, moving foods, moving materials, getting beds, bedding and sheets and mirrors and fixtures. All those are part of an economy. Everything that goes into that building, even Christian Services on the design and the build outs. I mean, he's employing over 100 people at Mancini Duffy. We want to be able to have him employ over 1,000 people because of the EV component pipeline. Yeah. So that building has to succeed. The margins and the profitability of that building have to do what we expect it to do so we can replicate it in markets around the world, create jobs, create opportunities, and create real value. So for that is the main reason I'm so excited that I got to partner and work with Ken. Thanks to Stephanie Malik on this call. And then thanks to Christian for jumping in and helping us on the design work. And Katie, always thanks to you for everything. I mean, the list is ridiculous. So that's what I'm excited about. We want this brand to just crush it. And that will mean success for everybody that's involved, including.
Yeah, I would even tell you, I think, Brian, I texted you earlier and you know what I'm speaking about. Yeah. Is
you didn't text me today.
Oh, I didn't. Okay.
Is anybody getting the feeling of how Brian was when he was in South Africa? Is anybody getting that feeling?
How was I?
Yeah.
Shot?
Yeah. Completely it's when shot. Brian travels and he's hit the wall, he's like, let's go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know that's when Brian's worked about 36 hours straight. You know?
Yeah, that's the no sleep.
He's like, yeah.
Next.
So, no, I had it. I would have never guessed. Today I had a call with somebody that not in 100 years I would be speaking to, you know, and I can't say on air who it is, but, you know, and that person said, he's like, what you're creating is the future. Your team is phenomenal. Yeah. Your culture is phenomenal. I've been watching you. You have so much support. And it's just like so genuine, right? Like you're doing amazing, amazing things. And I think I'm just so excited to even have a team like I do with Brian, with Christian, Stephanie, and even all our other board members and our executives. And then Katie as our brand ambassador.
So, Evie for life.
Evie for life. That's it.
Sorry, to the side.
So Stephanie?
So I really think the ecosystem, you know, I just think that like Brian said, I think seeing it to come to fruition now, seeing how hard you guys have worked and seeing all of this actually turn into like announcements and people are really starting to understand, they don't understand the back kind of like the back end of things and how, you know, how many there's been so many sleepless nights trying to get the right people and the right partners. But, you know, it's actually interesting. Ken, I was meeting with a fairly large VC a couple weeks ago and he said, Steph, what's different? And, you know, you can always go to the technology. EV is the only technology hotel that's like this. Okay. But he knows me really well. So he's like, yes. And what else? And it's just exactly what Brian said. It's the ecosystem. It's the community. It's the culture. It's what we're trying to build as a whole. Like, who are we going to get? You know, it sounds stupid, but who are we going to get mirrors and carpet and bed linens? How intentional are we going to be around that process? What does that look like? What's our talent strategy? And we've all talked about, you know, how do we attain the absolute best strategy? Well, I'm sorry, the best talent. Who is the best talent and what does the best mean for each of us as we evolve? That's what really excites me. That's what ignites me is the thoughtfulness and the intention and the such clear dedication and focus to this. That's what really makes me excited. It's just the team. It's incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, Stephanie, when you introduced me to Brian, I thought Brian was crazy, but he's such a nice guy.
Brian felt the same about you, so I could totally understand that.
Yeah, yeah. See? Well, we mashed up. You see how?
You guys were crazy together?
We hit it off right away, Ken.
No, we did. We did. I'm just joking. I'm just, you know, Brian.
I feel Brian very sad.
I mean, you know, I mean, there's
why I drink. It's because of people like you.
I would say that I've worked with the worst of the worst.
Me too.
And I mean, the worst of the worst. And you would never think those are those people because you think they're your friends, your close friends. And then obviously they do some horrible things. And, you know, it's working with good people is what I always believe in. Working with great people and humble people, you know, people that are just not about themselves, but they're caring and they love what they do, you know, and it's kind of that what EV is. I feel like everybody in EV, it's just what we built and the people around us. And that's why I'm going to take it to Christian. What are your feelings before I get too deep into this?
Well, listen, from a technology point of view, I think you're second to none, right? You've got stuff that you've invented that you're trying to incorporate in this brand that I think is truly a futuristic hotel, right? And it's not only just about the devices, it's about that whole connectivity and that system and the NFTs and the crypto side of it all coming together. But for me, what I appreciate most is that you're doing it around the idea of good design, So there is not good design, great design, and not just me, but also our interior design partner, Sims Patrick. You know, they're doing an amazing job in terms of the fit and finishes and how this is all going to come together on the interior side. And then we're trying to bring it to life in your vision on the exterior side and try to marry it up with this idea of future hotel. What does a future hotel look like? Even the way you want to construct the building, right? It's a right. It's a modular build. And part of my idea was that we should express that modularity in the actual architecture. I think too often, you know, if you've got an interesting way that you're going to build something or bring something to market, you may want to try to hide it and make it look like a traditional thing so that people are a little bit more comfortable with it. In your case, you know, you're going for it. You know, you're going to show it off for what it is. And here I am, I'm different, and I'm going to crush the market.
Yeah, I'm going for it because if it doesn't work, I know I need to go to Walmart next and fill out the application. So
I'll give you a reference.
Yeah.
Maybe
you can. Kind. You're so kind.
You're so kind. You're so kind. I thought
well, we can build a Lego version of an AV hotel. We can get a box set out there.
Yeah, we probably can. Maybe the secret location one that's back here. Katie Steinberg, what you got?
Here at Market Scale, our I guess motto is to build a community around your brand, and then turn your customers into fans so that they do the marketing for you, which is exactly what you guys have done so naturally. And you've built such a community without even fully really using Market Scale or any of our media or anything like that. And it's just around what an incredible hotel experience, just all the different technology, everything that you're putting into it. And so, of course, expect nothing less than you guys to be doing NFT partnerships and bringing it even more full circle and giving them ways to, you know, make it more of an ecosystem, like Stephanie was saying. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
No, Katie. I was laughing at the comment. It wasn't.
Oh. Yeah, me too.
I got
people that want to hire me. I'm very appreciative.
Start negotiating your salary right here.
He was the GM of Walmart, so that's good.
Yeah, I know. Maybe Target. You forgot Target.
Oh, Brian.
Target.
Well, hopefully Walmart's not listening because, you know, we're saying it in a nice way that you have great employees, great culture, all of the great products, you know, all of those great things that you have at Walmart. So, okay, shall we move on?
All right. And this next topic, I think Stephanie should be the only one to answer, by the way, if it's the one that I think it is.
Oh, it
Thanks,
is?
Thanks, Brian. Thank you so much.
Well, we'll start with Stephanie then. It is.
Is it Snobby Hotel Service or something?
Is it? Oh.
No, it's the, maybe you're pulling up a different one, but.
Oh, okay. This is actually.
Oh yeah, this is it. This is all. This is every one of Stephanie's clients.
So, I'll just take everybody into this.
Yeah, Steph, we want to hear.
Yeah, so I will take everybody into this. It's it's luxury and weird, you know, weird people that have a lot of money. I guess that's what they say. Very strange. We had this article piece says the top 500. Richest person in the world wanted lobsters, but not for dinner, but on his body. Another person wanted food served inside a special guitar. And then a chic millionaire wanted to wipe out two floors of the hotel and only wanted female hotel staff. That guy's kind of creepy. So, but I don't think this, I mean, I've seen it myself. Over my 26 years, I think I've seen it worse than this. I don't think this is anything new, but I'm not even going to speak any further because I'm probably not allowed to. So I will let Stephanie talk.
Just leave the names out, Steph.
You guys see the guy with the guy would pour red wine on the towel and just rub it on his face for like hours, like it's an exfoliator. Oh, yeah.
It's Steph going. Well, Stephanie will tell you she's got.
Yeah, Steph.
Like,
it's all you, kid.
Thank you, Brian.
Now let us know. You have great stories. I mean, Devin can come in and share some of this stuff.
Devin ran out the door as soon as she said Stephanie's going to talk. Devin left. Devin's like, I'm out. I mean, I think in the line of business that we're all in to a certain extent, and maybe me a little bit more than others because I'm dealing with the clients at the hotels, I think that you just learn to get into a non-judgmental place. It's not my life, and it's not the things that I would choose. But I think that, Ken, I think you nailed it. I think that you really did. I think that this is not a weird list for me. This just is not weird. And there's, you know, there's interesting, what actually is strange or what's weird? It just depends on, you know, where you are and in what environment and what service area and where you are on the globe. Some things are very normal. I would say for me, that one of the weirdest things that I have gotten is like live body models for them to have food on.
Yeah.
So like there are some places.
It's always that, sushi.
Yeah, sushi. Reason. I was gonna say.
So always sushi. Sushi,
but there's been other, I'm trying to think of what not to say.
No, you're good. You're in a friendly place. This is a private show.
Yeah, totally. I can see by the comments.
Same space.
We're not on air. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry. I think that there's different, you know, I think exclusivity and privacy and discernment. I think that there are certain hotels and restaurants or certain, I should say, service providers that provide certain things for people. And these were not this wasn't a weird list. I think the weirdest thing that I've gotten was a very, very high-end hotel that we all know in New York. And they wanted all female staff. They picked the staff and then they wanted to do the body food. And that's, you know, that's a little bit interesting because when you see these people walk into a hotel and go up to a room with bags, it's, you know, I wasn't there, but it's a lot. I mean, I don't judge. It is what it is.
Oh yeah, I started my career in New York City, and I remember my first job ever in Times Square. And oh yeah,
keep going.
Yeah, I want to hear where this is going.
You were a food
sushi
line?
Involved, and
I'm like, what are you going with this?
There was a lot of things involved. There were tons of things involved,
but I'm sure there's regular people that do this kind of thing too.
Oh yeah,
you don't have to be super wealthy. I'm sure they're just as outrageous. From, you know, let's say normal people with normal salaries that are, you know, making outrageous requests of hotels and all sorts of crazy stuff that goes on. People are a little nuts.
They're eating the dollar menu off of somebody.
Yeah, right. Hey, Ken, you know what? I actually just thought of the weirdest thing. I just thought of the weirdest thing that I've come up with is that there was a hotel, I'm not going to say where because I don't know if this is one of their main services, but a family flew in to be there for 2 or 3 weeks to pick up a very, I don't even know what you call it, like high-end hybrid puppy. And they had the staff going and getting the dogs from different areas. And some of them were like far away, like 1,000 miles away. And they were bringing the puppy to the people in the hotel and like spending an hour and then going back to select the actual animal. They saw 8 of them in 3 days. That's probably the weirdest thing that I got.
Oh, but they wouldn't go.
No, like, no.
I'm not going to say the hotel that I worked at. I worked at, I should say, because I think, there we go. But I will tell you the weirdest thing, and I don't know if this is the weird. I probably have so many stories about hotels, but back at this hotel, started my career, and, you know, there was a lady and she said, you know, I forgot my wallet, you know, but would you mind if you just hold the vegetable and then I will get you tomorrow? And I'm like, what? The vegetable? So she gave me a banana.
As her payment.
Yeah, she gave me a banana.
Did she come back?
No, she was waiting there till I actually kept the banana and gave her her card.
That's her collateral. Yeah.
And this was literally my third day there. I just got out of school, my first job, and I'm like, I can't even say the F-bomb that I'll probably say is I'm like, what the heck? Did I just spend 4 years to get an MBA to get a banana as a payment? You know, so there's, I guess, Christian, you're right. You know, there's, it just doesn't have to be the wealthy for it to be weird. So, Christian?
Yeah, so I don't know. That was really my comment, was this idea that it doesn't have to be a celebrity. I've made some oddball requests in hotels too. You know, you go in and you kind of expect a certain level of service, and I think there's nothing wrong with making some requests. But I do want to know who it was that requested the food in a guitar. That's got to be someone cool. You know, you don't request food in a guitar if you're not cool.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was like, how did they get the food in the guitar?
Or
did
that was Brian.
Well, I'm thinking it has to be sushi again, because you got to get in the little hole.
You're
the
obsessed
sticks.
With sushi.
I'm definitely sushi not soup. Tonight.
Not soup. Sushi or
spaghetti. No, I was kidding.
French what you fries. Got, really Brian? Tall French fries.
Lay it on us.
I always.
You know, you got a few stories.
No, I don't have any stories, but I just speak from experience and knowing the people that I meet. Stephanie touched on a little bit. You know, there's just very wealthy, eccentric people, and in their mind, that's their norm. You know, they don't think they're doing anything wrong. Then you have the obnoxious wealthy that just likes to play with people to see if they can get what they get. That's how they get their thrills.
Yeah.
And then you have bored wealthy people that don't know how to fill up their void of non-happiness, and they just like to watch people run around for them. I've experienced all three and asking crazy stuff. That's usually when I leave. I don't care who you are. I'm just like, see you later, pal. Good luck with all that. And 99% of the time, it's a male. It's a man that just is a lost soul, and they're just playing with people.
Yeah.
But then there's the eccentric, really rich. Maybe it's a second or third generation. They've been so sheltered. They don't understand social cues that the rest of the population are used to. So it's the obnoxious ones that I take offense to that are treating people like dirt. And but that's not going to change. That's just, I think that's going on forever.
It is. And it's kind of crazy. I mean, you know, I can't say the name, but I dealt with one of those, and it's kind of like stuck with me for a long time. It's just amazing that, you know, I feel like people that do have a lot of money, and I think they just might be bored, but some requests and some things that they just might request just is over the border, you know.
To what Brian said earlier about what my tolerance is pretty high, both good and bad. You know, it's I could argue it both ways, but I think it's the mean people or the obnoxious people or the people that hurt other people or the people that are just very rude and disrespectful to other people. That's what really gets me. I would say from a coaching perspective, when I'm coaching like a lot of these very, very high wealth people, a lot of times they're just not very self-aware. So I try and say their request back to them. I try and say things like, hey, what would it mean for you if somebody asked for this? And they are almost nearly are offended by their own words. Like they're almost offended by, oh, I didn't realize, you know, and generally there's a change in behavior or a change in perspective. They're really, to what Brian said earlier, the second, third, fourth generational wealth that don't know anything else, that haven't experienced anything else. And they've seen maybe their parents treat people that are there to serve and help them. They treat them really badly. That's where the bad behavior comes in. That's where I'm offended. That's where it's obnoxious. Yeah. That's where it's just not, like, I will say absolutely not, and your services are completely done, because you don't want to create that in our ecosystem. We want friendly and caring and teachable moments where people that really don't know or don't have access to the information can actually get it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, I've spent, I think everybody knows how much time I've spent in the industry, but I've seen it all. I mean, you don't even have to be wealthy. You don't have to have a lot of money. And, you know, it's just, it's been like it in the industry for a while. It's like employees get treated like shit, you know, and I feel that those times have to change. I think it's just demands are too much. I mean, it's okay to request it. I think it's just being polite about it, you know?
Yeah.
So, but Katie?
Yeah, I feel like I think there's, it's different levels, kind of like what Brian was saying, but I feel like some people, it's like, they are not, some people are just like, okay, I'm in a hotel, like, this is great. Like, always been wanting to do this. And then we'll request some of these things. Some people are just like unaware. They're like, okay, like, let's think of like a ridiculous thing and then do it. And then, yeah, others are like, it's expected. So I don't know. Some of them are kind of funny, but then yes, of course, when it gets to the point where it's like, this is enough is enough.
Well, which hotel did you stay at when you were in at the Super Bowl? You don't have to tell us the exact name, but the brand.
No, I mean, it was like a Hilton.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
How dare you? How dare you?
I will only, once EVs are like up and running, I'll make it a thing that I'm always going to get EV.
So, okay. Just so you know, that's amazing. So in Phoenix, where I think it'll be the first one, right? Kent, mm-hmm. Hopefully you can always stay there and then just fly anywhere in the world where you need to go. So, so you'll stay there. Always.
I'll be like Eloise, the tower.
The plaza. The plaza.
Exactly. Yeah. That's your only hotel.
I will definitely learn about crypto there. Let's be.
You have no choice.
You have no choice. Yeah.
I'll have no choice.
We'll get you a ride too.
Or just get like 100 bananas. Ken obviously will definitely trade you anything for a banana. So yeah, you're in good shape.
I think that the helipad haunted me with bananas. Yeah. Haunted me.
You know, I just want to know what Brian and Ken's obsession is with bananas, because it's so weird.
Do I have an obsession with? Oh, 7-Eleven have the best bananas. I got four of them today.
I was about to say, what's
7-Eleven? Two for a dollar. I got four today. I can show you my
Christian's like, what? Christian's like, don't ever invite me again.
I may have had one before this show.
Christian wasn't on that show. I think that shows that's like the history making show, Christian.
We lost it.
Gas stations, bananas.
We were all so tired during that show. We were like, we were so tired.
Yeah.
Went off the rails within 7 minutes. It was over.
Yeah, it was.
That's generous, Ryan. That's generous.
Ryan, you look like God right now with the sun. Like,
I get that a lot, Katie. I appreciate it.
He's glowing. And Katie, most of the time from beautiful women, too. That's what
he
normally gets. Like, you're like, God, Brian.
Look at that glow.
Thank you.
God. All right. Well, shall we move on?
Yes.
Yeah.
So how many people actually eat cereal in the morning? I'm going to just take a quick vote here. Christian, yay, nay?
Every now and then, if I remember. Then.
You, Katie?
I actually, it's not every morning, but I think people sleep on cereal and it's the easiest thing. It's a no brainer. I don't have to think. And I could just, I don't even use milk. I'll just like put some in a little bag and take it to work.
It's disgusting. Gotcha. Look at that.
Most people don't. So I get it.
I'm a 11, 12 a night cereal guy.
Oh, that's you
my,
are.
That's
like
my
me.
Move. That's my
yeah,
move.
Yeah. You're like me. Stephanie.
Occasionally. Occasionally. I like cereal. I just don't usually eat breakfast. So
there's a follow-up question to this. Do you guys love, do you have a particular brand that you eat cereal? Is there, don't worry, there's
I will be heavily judged coming. For this.
There's an article coming. So if you guys love your brands and you
I love can, my brand.
What I love eat, Frosted Brian? Flakes.
Which what type of cereal?
It's gonna make me sound like I'm 100 years old, but I love Cracklin Oat Bran. It's my favorite cereal.
Wait, oh. What?
Brand? Exactly. It's delicious.
I don't even
Cracklin
know.
Oat Bran. It's in a blue box. Slice up some strawberries. It's the best situation ever.
That sounds Definitely. Like a quick run to the bathroom. I don't know.
No, I don't know. Get it. It's delicious. Before you mock.
What about you, Stephanie?
I'm going to join Brian's geriatric group in Grape Nuts.
Yes, that's
Grape
worse
Nuts,
than mine.
Stephanie!
Fruit Loops, I don't know.
What about Reese's, you, Katie?
Reese's Puffs or Captain Crunch?
Wow, those are good.
That's why my little boy's in love
Crunch,
with you.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Oh, the tasty can
see. Katie's like, I love Katie. She's my favorite person. No.
What about you, Christian?
I love Frosted Flakes. Those are you do. Just the best, yeah.
They're great from what I hear.
So for me, I love the cashew.
Yeah,
it's got 10 grams of protein and barely any sugar.
You should definitely swap those for the Reese's Puffs.
Or both.
Yeah.
Reese's Puffs.
A hybrid.
Beautiful. Beautiful. We all like a particular content. Brand, right? So that kind of takes me to the next and last piece. This is what hotels are doing at their continental breakfast, the free ones that people eat at, is put a dispenser that says Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loops and go to Costco. And I can't even believe they said Pathmark, because only if you live in the Northeast, you know what Pathmark is.
Big Pathmark fan.
Pathmark. So like this was a TikTok user.
They did the can-can. Remember the can-can soup deal? I think they still got that going on.
So here it is. You got these dispensers. I mean, crazy. The hotels spend – each of those dispensers, you're not even going to believe, cost about $50, okay? $50 because you have to buy it from a particular vendor. And then they say you have to buy the label, because that label – they only have 4 or 5 labels. So you only can buy those 4 or 5 labels. That's it. So you have to buy the label and the dispenser from one vendor. Nobody else can sell it, part of the hotel deal, right? So now they go out and they say, you know what? You just charged me $50 plus $30 to buy 4 labels, right? I just spent $80 on this. I'm going to Costco and I'm going to go buy Costco's Frosted Flakes and put those Frosted Flakes in the Kellogg's Frosted Flakes. And that's the same thing that happens with the milk. It's not it's a generic milk. So I'm sorry, I just gave away the secret. I'm sorry.
But you're not going to do that, right, Ken?
No, we don't have breakfast. We actually have the grab and go, remember?
Oh, yes.
So you get the real deal. You get the good stuff. You get the hot stuff. So, you know, I think this is just pretty much telling everybody what this is about. Even the TikTok user, I think this is really getting down to the nitty gritty. This is the business in a way. Not saying, and I don't want everybody to think that this is what everybody's doing, but this is more of you just making sure when you're eating that free continental breakfast at a hotel, you might want to ask them, is that really Kellogg's? Just ask them, is that really Kellogg's? And if they ask you, where did you hear it? You tell them Hospitality 360. So I'm going to go to Katie first. Katie, what are your thoughts?
Leave it to TikTok to spread the news on this. This is like our third article or something where TikTok has been the one to let us know about these like inefficiencies going on in the world. So, you know, you can hate on TikTok. I actually don't even have one, but but they are spreading knowledge. Second, I think that these flavors are so just, I wouldn't even notice the difference between Kellogg's like Frosted Flakes versus the Costco one, because it's such a, I don't know, but it's not like Reese's Puffs. I would know the difference if it was like an off brand. So,
oh yeah, no, I bet you wouldn't, because there's generic Reese's Puffs out there.
That's true. Or like a Fruit Loops. I don't know. I feel like we should have like known, honestly, mm-hmm. that this has been going on with like all of the other ways that they're cutting costs. If you think about it, I would assume this, but I'm really not that upset unless they're like messing with like my cereals. Then there's a problem.
Yeah. And I just want to tell everybody, look, we didn't find this article. My best friend out of New York, Angelo, he was at a hotel last week and he calls me up. He's like, man, does hotel cereals, this somehow that Frosted Flakes didn't taste right to me. And I'm like, why? What's up? What happened? And he's like, it didn't taste like my Frosted Flakes at home, you know? And then I just started, you know, Googling it. And I'm like, go find me an article. You know, you might see an article somewhere. And then he's the one who sent me this article. So it was just so weird. I knew what was going on, but I wasn't going to announce it to the world that this is what's happening. I'm like, let me get an article. So I'm not to blame to kind of put what just happened here with the hospitality industry.
You're still to blame.
Is this a common thing? Like how many, like what percentage of hotels do you think are doing? I mean, not that.
I would get in very big trouble if I was to tell you the percentage.
Yeah. So this is pretty common.
I think, to be fair to the franchisees, the owners and the brands, is the cost is too high on not the product itself, but the supply of the product, right? Like when you're talking about the dispensers, when you're talking about the utensils, you know, you can't just go to Walmart and buy it. There's only like two vendors out of the whole country that you can buy from because they're the approved vendor. So that's a problem.
Cisco, right? US Food.
Pretty much. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, I know.
Christian?
Listen, as long as they don't swap out the alcohol for the real stuff, or, you know, I'm fine with the Frosted Flakes.
Oh, I'm sorry to tell you that, Christian. That's happened too. So did you say that was Tito's? Hopefully that Tito's tastes good.
That's right. That'll be a fresh bottle. That's what I'm going to request, the fresh bottle every time it's open.
Tell them to let you see the bottle next time.
That's right. I want to hear that bell ring on my cross-eyed rule.
Stephanie?
I don't know. I don't need anything out of a dispenser, so I don't, it isn't... I'm going for cereal and I'm like, if I'm grab and go, I'm like, Katie, I'll just grab the box and I'll just kind of eat it like in the Uber or whatever. If I have to have something that's not going to get all over like a dress or a suit or something, I'll just grab that. But so, dispensers are, I just
gross you out.
Yeah. And
so you know, like, saying,
I love my cousins.
I am saying
you never got runts from like a vending machine with a quarter back in the day.
Well, yeah, back like of course the hot tamales, that was my thing.
There you go. So never say never.
I mean, not since I've been an adult. Like a
you're adult. An adult. When did this happen?
Who knew?
When the hell did this happen?
Oh my Brian's like,
I must have missed that text.
Sorry,
but no, I mean, Sierra. Look, I've said, I think you guys heard me say it so many times. Get rid of the freaking breakfast. Get rid of it. Just wipe it out. You know what? People have so many choices. DoorDash, Uber Eats, diners, especially New Jersey diners. You know, just name it. You got Pathmark. You got Walmart. You got everywhere to go. I mean, you can get any food you want. You know what I mean? People are broke that they think, you know what it costs? What it costs per guest room, the expense of that breakfast in hotels, sorry, brands, but I'm going to have to say this, $4 to $5 a guest room. That's the cost. Okay. I've said it. Just give everybody a credit. Give them $5
credit. You got to say a day, Ken?
What's that?
A day?
Day. $5 a room. That's the expense cost. That's what it costs the hotel to operate that breakfast. You know what I mean? So, that's if the hotel has 100 rooms, it's costing them $5 a room average. That's all it is.
And that's for like two guests in the room or four guests in the room?
They don't look at it that way. They just average it out because of the revenue amount. So they do the revenue amount to what the food cost was spent for the week. And it's always, they want to be at that between that $4 and $5 range.
You know,
but when they get to these things, when they add generic amounts, they get in that 325 range. So they want to be in that very high twos, low three range.
Gotcha.
And that's why they add these generic amounts. You know what I mean? So, Brian?
You may hate my idea on this, so I don't know if I want to say it. I'm going to say
that's always been a giant concern.
It's never a concern. So if anybody thinks outside of fine dining that ketchup bottle that they're squeezing on their hamburger and french fries is not refilled, then everybody needs to just, you know, go back to school. Because in the food and beverage, F&B businesses, hotel, you're very lucky to have any profits at the end of the day, the quarter of the year. And you have to find them anywhere you can. That you should never be misleading the consumer. I don't mind that these containers are being refilled. There's a sustainability play. There's an eco-friendly play if you want to really trickle it down. I think the the hotel owner should buy them without the labels. You don't want to say that there's Frosted Flakes in there when there's not. I think that's misleading. But also, if you go and Google, a great article came out that BJ's and Costco's, all of their private label brands are either made directly from the manufacturers that have the other brands, or they're actually better. And it's pretty amazing when you read that data. So I don't mind. I think it's if it helps them keep them full and give their guests some food, some really proper nourishment, like a bowl of Frosted Flakes. I just think they should change the title on the container. And if they have to pay $250 for one that doesn't have those brand names on it, then they should pay more just to be able to properly brand what's inside it. And that's my thought on that. But I don't mind it.
And I agree with you. I have a bunch of friends that own restaurants and are in that game, right? And there's nothing wrong with making sure how can you be more profitable, right? But just like you're saying, Brian, don't mislead. Yeah. I mean, don't try to sell somebody, you know, don't sell me almond milk and it's not almond milk. You know
what
I mean?
Can you say that again? I like the way you say almond. It's very fancy. Well, I want to go get me some almond Theodore and Simon milk.
Oh, almond.
Almond.
I love that. That's how I'm saying it from now on.
Cashew. There you go. I'll use cashew.
How do you say oat milk? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm not going to use milk for an example. I'll use something else. Christian, you see what happens when you come on a very unique show?
Oh, yeah.
It's like that orange behind you. You know.
I like it.
So, but that is the end. That is the end. There is no more. It's a pleasure to have everybody in here today, especially Christian. Thank you for being here. And Christian, if you want to let all our audience know how to find Mancini Duffy through your social media channels and your website.
Yeah, definitely, Ken. Thank you so much. And everybody, thanks for having me here. Yeah, you can find us on manciniduffy.com. I think that's probably the most direct route to the firm. We're on LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn. I think my thing is C. Giordano on LinkedIn. I have a podcast called The Anti-Architect. There's actually a website now called theantiarchitect.com. So you can kind of click in and find more about it there.
Okay. Thank you again, Christian. Appreciate it. Katie, Brian, Stephanie, you guys want to let everybody know where they can find you as well, so you know we can kind of head on home and get the hell out of here.
You can find me at EV Hotel in December. No, I'm just kidding. You can find me on LinkedIn, Katie Steinberg, on my podcast Game Changers. I'm not giving out my cell or anything, but please reach out.
Hold on.
Oh, no. Please reach out if you need help with media or any type of marketing.
Yeah, Katie, if you're in the hospitality space, reach out to Katie.
Or sports or entertainment.
With Market Scale. She's doing amazing things. She'll even do a couple of backflips and then throw up some crypto signs if you want to. Brian, I know you have plenty of followers, like the 350,000 that you've claimed now. That's why you're God and it's all shining in right there.
Very shiny. I'm sorry about that. I feel like Katie when she does it. She's always light coming in when you do your quiz.
I found a new spot, so it's better.
Brian J. Esposito, Twitter and LinkedIn's all I basically use. Feel free to reach out to me anytime. I get back to everybody.
Awesome. And then the Empire. The Empress, the Queen herself, Stephanie Malik.
Just Stephanie Malik on everything. Website Stephanie Malik, Twitter, LinkedIn, everything else that I have. Stephanie with the Y and Stephanie Malik.
Do you want me to give them your email address too? I have it right here.
You can give anybody anything of mine. I don't answer, so it's totally okay.
All right. On that note, positive note, let's end the show.
Yep.
Obviously, bye, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
We'll see you. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.